activated his anger with it.
Sandwiches, so we should allow you to still be able to have lunch at your own expense. Two short documents that we need to approve, and that concludes the business of our work for the year as COWEC, Standing Committee on the Audit Journal. I'm going to ask the secretary, because he has better vision than me, and having drafted this document, to actually read it out for us, and then we see whether we agree with the wording. If we suggest any amendments, we can do it. All right, secretary, quickly. We must fill in the register before we go, so that
the first report, a report of the Standing Committee on Auditor General on the annual report of the Auditor General 2008-09, dated 12 November 2009. Introduction, the Auditor General of South Africa tables its annual report for consideration to the Standing Committee on Auditor General within the prescribed deadlines in terms of Section 41, 5 of the Public Audit Act. The committee held hearing today, AGSA, on 20 August 2009. Conclusion, the committee noted all the concerns raised in the AG's annual report and has no doubt that the proposed intervention will remedy the situation within short, medium, and long term. In our analysis of the report, nothing was noted to have threatened the independence and objectivity of the Auditor General in conducting its duty. The audit work was conducted without fear of undue influence by the external sector in compliance with the international standards of auditing.
All right, colleagues, that's the draft. English people, drafter, technical experts, you suggest? Yeah, let me take a hand, Prof.
Thank you, although I'm not a native English speaker, I have the experience of having read rest speeches and dissertations for many years, and I think it is excellent.
Thank you. I saw a hand here, Honorable Steele. I won't call you Honorable Stop today because I need your vote.
Why don't I share? It's actually will get you anyway. yeah, just a grammatical query, Chair. In the last paragraph, we say the audit work was conducted. I'm just asking a question, why is it in the past tense? Because that suggests that it's only retrospective, whereas in fact we also are concerned that they should be compliant going forward. So I'm just querying why it was conducted.
I actually think it's correct, because the strategic plan is the way forward. Yeah. The report of the Auditor General only focuses on what was done. And does not confine
itself.
Yeah. Maybe when we come to the threat plan, you can question the intent. All right. Any other comments? All right. So,
sorry, Chair. I know you can't see me on the list. I can only see the honorable members there.
Actually, I must tell you, my right.
No, not for that thing.
My right, I am totally blind.
Oh.
So anything that is outside of the radar, I don't see it unless I say
outside of the radar.
You want my attention. You must have to click your finger on screen.
You're really not being told in the wound. Trust me, guys, out in the cold.
No, outside the radar. Right.
See, I suppose we need your thing like an introduction and a conclusion. I mean, it's such a small report. What's the need for introduction and two conclusions? And then maybe grammatically remedy the situation within. That's the second paragraph. The committee noted all the concerns raised in the annual report, and there's no doubt that proposed interventions will remedy the situation within the short, medium, and long term. Within the short, medium, and long term.
Not
All right, I agree. And we can remove the headings 1 and 2 and just make it 1 thing.
Okay.
All right. Okay, anything else? Otherwise, we're happy with the report.
Yes.
Who wants to move? Honorable Sosivo move. Any seconder? Honorable Steele second. Any objection? All agree?
Yes.
With the report according to the adoption. Thank you. Let's move on. I'm supposed to sign the amendment. Amended outside of this. Then we move to the next and last report. Secretary, will you quickly read out?
Report of the Committee on Auditor General on the Strategic Plan and Budget of the Auditor General referred to it. Report as follows. The Committee on Auditor General, having considered the Strategic Plan and Budget of the Auditor General in accordance with Section 38(3)(a) of the Public Audit Act 2004, number 25 of 2004, recommends that the House approve the Strategic Plan and Budget of the Auditor General. The committee would like to draw attention to matters that it considers especially important if the AGFA is to succeed in its objectives of achieving clean audit or cleanness. Bullet number one, the AGFA must incorporate context to the measures as reflected in the presentation and work document entitled AGFA Balance Scorecard 2010-2013. Submitted on 30th October and 5 November 2009 in the final strategic plan and budget, which will be updated by the 30th of November 2009. The final strategic plan and budget will be available in print form to all AGFA stakeholders in January 2010. An electronic copy of the strategic plan and budget will, however, be available as from 30th November 2009. These measures are an output or outcome level, and they replace the operational measures that were submitted on the 16th of October 2009. SCOE can assist in getting the other government structures that are attached to this goal to make their individual commitments. The AGFA audit directives were consulted with SCOE as required in terms of the public audit check as part of the budget and strategic plan. The AGFA audit tariffs were consulted with SCOE as required in terms of the Public Audit Act as part of the budget and strategic plan.
All right, colleagues, there's the draft. Can I entertain first on Dr. George? I'll call you Dr. today.
Thank you, Stephen. Just for consistency's sake, in terms of the date, on the first bullet point, there's reference made to submitted on 30 October and 5 November, and then further down it says updated by V30. So I think V doesn't need to be there. So just by 30 November. And then on the next page, sort of part of the same bullet, before V 16th of October, V can come out. Just so that it's consistent, but that's all the comments I have. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. It's not clear, but if one looks at the last bullet, say the AXA audit tariffs were, I would say, were also conducted, in the previous bullet. So the AXA audit tariffs were also conducted because the previous one said the AXA audit directive were consulted. They are not consulted for the second year, so they are out there also.
Honorable thing.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, just looking at the other report. Maybe in the beginning we should say report of the Standing Committee on the Auditor General. It says report of the committee. The other one we've got Standing Committee because we mentioned SCOAC. So we know Standing Committee on the Auditor, on the Strategic Plan and Budget of the Auditor General. And then do we have to really state, refer to its reports as follows? Or we delete that and say the Committee on the Auditor General, having considered this strategic plan, recommends. So we can take that out of it. That the House approves. I'm saying You know, in the third line, do we have to say the first two reports as follows? We head the thing, report of the Standing Committee on Auditor General on the strategic plan and budget of the Auditor General. We'll stop, and then we go, the Committee on Auditor General, having considered the strategic plan and budget, in accordance with section that recommends that the House approves. And we don't have to say again the strategic plan and budget, the said plan. Approves the said plan. And then the committee would like to draw attention to matters that it considers, blah, blah, blah. And then Chairperson, on the next page, the last two bullet points. The access audit directives were consulted with SCOAC. The English is not right there. I know there needs to be consultation, but you know, the directives can be consulted with us.
Consulted with SCOAC on the English directive.
Or you can say SCOAC was consulted with regard to the that. On both those points.
After consulted with SCOAC, and the commission has all the other sections are quite crisp and factual and focused. So this one, it can assist in getting the other government structures that are part of this role to make their individual commitments. I'm really not sure what that actually means. And whether it's saying
the second thing.
Yeah. Is it actually saying anything to the committee? What is it actually trying to say? Are we going to make nice noises to the other committees? What is it actually about?
During the last discussion, what it indicated was that the committee sitting there should also assist, because if I can recall, that the chair specifically said that this is a collective accountability. When the AGSA takes accountability for clean audit outcomes, opinions, not just the AGSA's playing a role, it's also this committee. And if I recall, the chair even mentioned that even the opposition parties should play the responsibility and accountability. That's the concept of it.
Exactly, by clean audit outcomes. Maybe we should put that in there. Well, no, to achieve clean audit outcomes rather than to make the individual commitment.
Government structure in striving towards the goal of achieving clean audit.
limited us.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Any other changes to this one? Fine. Can I just indulge you briefly? There was something with the first report of the first paragraph that I wasn't sure I was completely comfortable with. That the Audit Zone South Africa tabled its annual report for consideration to the Standing Committee of the Auditor General. I mean, tabled its report. Is it tabled in Parliament, for Parliament, to Parliament? What's the correct English? Tabled to Parliament, before Parliament, for consideration by. Go. Tabled this report before Parliament for consideration by the Standing Committee on Budget. All right, colleagues, with all those changes, both reports and now dealing with the second report, is there any mover for this one as well?
Okay.
Honorable Singh, second. And so, any objections? And so it is done. Well, then it leaves for me, colleagues, to really thank you for all the cooperation you've given me throughout the rest of the year that we've been together. And all that remains of me to wish you all well in the coming holidays, Christmas, New Year, and look forward to working with you the following year. The rest of the program going forward in the New Year is a matter that we will meet early in the year and discuss further on. Unless there's any other urgent matter, Honorable Prof, from my side.
On behalf of the committee, we thank you very much also for having driven the car very well, and we thank you for having very well. All the best to you.
Yes,
I don't want them to omit a very important part on this report. Yeah. On the first one or the second one, they've got Advocate T.M. Masuta, MP. On the second one, they just got Advocate T.M. Masuta. With no MP, maybe from the High Court or something.
Senior counsel.
Yeah,
probably that was an option. Thank you very much, colleagues.
You know, there's no more rhyme.